Stephen Jay Gould is a professor of biology, geology, and the history of science at Harvard University. He's defended Darwin's theory of evolution against attacks by creationists, sociobiologists, and others. Now there's a new collection of books by Gould, which first appeared in the New York Review of Books. Critic John Leonard has a review.
There are two Stephen Jay Goulds. One of them, the scientist professor, gives his heavy books on time and evolution to Harvard University Press. The other, Citizen Gould, writes book reviews for The Intelligent Layman, which are every several years collected and published by Norton. The latest of these collections, An Urchin in the Storm, presumes that we know a little biology and want to hear more of what modern science has to say about history and politics and ethics. It is a splendid scourge. Whether he is talking about pigeons or panda bears, beetles or baboons, kiwis or cuckoos or flying fish or chromosomes, Citizen Gould's particulars are always a launching pad into the vast diversity of nature. This diversity is the stick he uses to beat on the thick heads of reductionists and determinists, and especially sociobiologists like E.O. Wilson, who'd have us believe that the world today is exactly the way it should be, that everything from the status of women to the IQ scores of black schoolchildren to the caste system in India is the result of a tyranny of the genes, that if the people in charge on top seem mostly male and mostly pale, talk to Darwin about it. But evolution, Gould insists, has never been a ladder or a chain of being. It is instead a ramifying bush with a million branches. Natural selection is messy. What we see around us or in the mirror is as much a consequence of chance, contingency, compromise, and quirk as it is the product of necessity or design. Gould reminds us that some adaptations are dandy, but others are inefficient, and a few produce byproducts, unpredictable problems and skills and utilities that end up being at least as crucial to the surprised species as a long intestine or a cloven hoof. Our big brain, for instance, didn't develop just so we'd feel bad on realizing we have to die, but our thinking about death shapes a lot of what we do with our lives. Nor is natural selection the only way for humans to evolve. Cultures determine us as much as genes do, and cultures, subject to climate and conquest and the spread of new technologies, alter in a flash. 5 minutes with a wheel, he says, or a snowshoe, or a bow and arrow, allows an artisan of one culture to appropriate another's genius. Sure, biology constrains us, but we are amazingly free to improvise new selves in what he calls the dialectic, or interaction, of this genetic architecture with the plasticity of the living environment. It is this sense of possibility in diversity that Citizen Gould promotes as he goes about bashing the sociobiologists for their bad science and sloppy thinking in the service of an ugly status quo. He conscripts for his cause not only Archimedes, Copernicus, Darwin, and Einstein, not merely Virgil, Marx, and Freud, but Jesse James and Gilbert and Sullivan, Kurt Vonnegut and Lord Peter Wimsey, Frank Capra movies and Herblock cartoons, as if to jolt us into political action by the very dazzle of life, the surprises he finds in the deep time of the earth sciences. He's really terrific.
John Leonard writes about television for New York Magazine, and he's a columnist for New York Newsday. He reviewed An Urchin in the Storm by Stephen Jay Gould.